If there's one thing we know how to do here in Appalachia, it's telling tales. And that's only natural, cause we got a lot of folklore all its own. Made up of monsters, ghosts, jacktails, and a whole lot more. Sit back and listen now as we tell you all the lore of these mountains. You're listening to Mountain Lore, Tales from Appalachia.
There have reportedly been sightings of strange, ape-like creatures throughout the mountains ever since the first settlers came into the area 250 years ago. There's the wood booger, said to roam in the mountains of southwest Virginia and eastern Kentucky, who, by the way, Gina, has his own statue in the Virginia town of Norton.
And here all this time, I thought it was a Twitter thing.
Well, Gina, have you ever heard of the devil monkey, speaking of strange ape-like creatures?
Yeah, no. I'll let you tell me.
I will. Now, these beasts are described as being around 3 feet tall, with shaggy, baboon-like features, and powerful legs like that of a kangaroo. And like a kangaroo, they can hop away at an amazing speed. Now, they're also said to have a three-toed foot with razor-sharp claws and a long, bushy tail. Just picture all that in your head.
Yeah, that sounds pretty scary to me.
Well, quite impressive, though.
Okay.
Well, these things were first spotted in South Pittsburgh, Tennessee, near Chattanooga in 1934. Now, reports at the time described this mystery monster as being able to leap across fields, hence the kangaroo comparison, and run like grease lightning, as they say. After this 1934 encounter, no one saw the beast for 25 years. Then, in 1959, in Saltville, Virginia, the Boyd family was out for a nice, relaxing drive in the mountains. But at least they thought they were. Suddenly, their car was attacked out of the blue by what they described an ape-like beast. Pauline Boyd, one of the daughters in the family, was quoted as saying,
"It had light, taffy-colored hair with a white blaze down its neck and underbelly. It stood on two large, well-muscled back legs and had shorter front legs or arms."
And this wasn't the only time that the Boyd family had heard about this devil monkey. Pauline went on to tell about a subsequent encounter in the Saltville area.
Two nurses from the Saltville area were driving home from work one morning and were attacked by an unknown creature who ripped their convertible top from their car.
While understandably terrified, the nurses were unharmed, as were the Boyds. But the Boyds' car, just like the nurses' convertible, wasn't so lucky. The devil monkey left three scratch marks on the vehicle, you know, matching up with the supposed three toes and three razor-sharp claws. Well, Gina, the devil monkey wasn't done yet. In 1973, there were reports of three black, bushy-tailed, giant kangaroo-like monkeys slaughtering livestock in Albany, Kentucky. There were interviews with witnesses who seemed utterly sincere in what they said they saw. And 6 years later, in 1979, the devil monkey struck again, and this time in rural Georgia. That year saw a number of reported sightings and encounters with what the local folks called the Belt Road Booger.
Of course it's a booger.
Yeah, anything you don't know is some old booger.
It's a booger.
Yeah. According to one witness, it was the ugliest looking thing he'd ever seen, with a tail like a beaver's, but bushy, and a face like a dog's. Now, this big, frightening monkey creature has also been seen outside of Appalachia, with the most recent sighting occurring in, of all places, Chicago, Illinois. On January 12, 2006, a man reported that he and his family were returning to their home in the Windy City, only to discover a devil-like creature inside the house, battling the family's pet Labrador Retriever. Now, according to this witness, the animal was a combination of monkey, wolf, and devil with fangs, a monkey-like bushy tail and bright glowing eyes. And what did this fellow do when confronted with what he describes as a devil monkey slash werewolf?
Well, what you do normally, take a picture of it.
Yeah, that's right. And according to him, the flash of the camera startled the devil monkey, causing it to take off out the front door, nearly running over the family. Now, y'all take his story with a grain of salt.
Yeah, yeah. And now you know how to get rid of a devil monkey.
Yeah, get your iPhone out. Yeah. There have been other sightings around the South of strange beasts that might be the same thing as the devil monkey. In Louisiana, where a biologist posted an account online of his encounter with his own devil monkey in 1996. Now, according to him, and I'm going to quote from this account that he posted, "As I sat there alone, gazing out at the rain, I noticed some movement to my left in a large field next to the property. This field is separated from the property by an old fence with scattered pine trees next to it. I turned to look. I saw something. I honestly don't know what, running extremely fast on all fours from the field toward our property. At first, I guess I kind of thought it may be a dog, but as it got closer, I realized I was wrong. The thing, whatever it was, ran on all fours to a spot in the fence where the trees were about 30 feet apart, and then leapt over the 5-foot fence in one hop, you know, those kangaroo legs and all that. Once on my side of the fence, this thing stood up on 2 legs. It was only 30 feet from me at that point, and I got a really good look at it. It was about 4 feet tall, maybe a little bigger. It had really big yellowish eyes, large pointed ears, and a sparse coat of shaggy fur. It stood on its tiptoes and had a long, somewhat bushy tail, kind of like a squirrel, but not nearly as thickly furred. The snout was very cat-like. I was close enough to make out thick hairs on its face. I'm inclined to believe that these may have been whiskers. Once it stood, it kept its arms to its sides, much like a human, but slightly bent at the elbows. Its hands had identifiable fingers with noticeable claws." Now, he didn't say whether there were 3 claws or not, but this thing sure sounds like what everybody else described as a devil monkey.
That is a thorough description. I don't think I could hold all the information to describe something like that when you don't know what it is and you're scared of it.
Yeah, absolutely. But remember, he was like, what, 30 feet away from it?
Yeah.
So he got a really good look at it. So, Gina, what is this thing?
It's a booger.
Well, yeah. But it's obviously something that's been seen for over 80 years in the Appalachian Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Now, could it be some kind of unknown species of primate?
I have no answer on that.
Well,
I don't know.
Here's my thought.
No.
If it was there, whatever it was, you'd think someone would have caught one for dinner some point in the last 200 years, don't you think?
Yeah. It don't want to be caught.
Yeah. Could it be a large rabid wolf, maybe? Who knows?
No.
That's what folk tales are made of, though. Stories with a grain of truth, but stories nonetheless. So what do you think about that?
I want to see the picture.
Uh-huh. Well, we appreciate you listening to our tales here at Mountain Lore. If you've heard a legend or a tale that you'd like us to share with everyone, just let us know about it by posting a comment on our Facebook page at My Appalachia. We're also on Twitter at My Appalachia, and you can read even more folk tales on our website, mountainlore.net. You can subscribe to the Mountain Lore podcast at Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, or on your favorite podcast app. Thanks so much for listening. Till next we get together to tell another Appalachian tale, y'all take care. So long, everybody. Thank you.